franchise for a long time. What goes through your mind? How much pride do you have in having captained this team to its first ever NHL playoff series win in franchise history?
It's a great step. Not time to dwell on that, but at the same time, I think we're proud of the work we've put in. Minnesota's a great team. To advance in the playoffs is a big accomplishment, especially when you're playing a group like that, has a ton of playoff experience, and every year seems like they're a contender. So those guys had a great season, and like I said, we feel fortunate to be moving on.
What was behind that first period?
I think when you have the opportunity to eliminate somebody, you want to jump on them as fast and hard as possible. I think teams that are on the brink come in with hope, and the faster you take it away from them, the faster you can kind of squash them a little bit. So we just wanted to play them hard and fast and try to buzz them as much as we could in the first period. And even if it took two or three, we were willing to go the distance. It was just trying to break their will early on.
You break away some goals, but, I mean, having now gone seven straight periods without allowing a goal, the pride that you take in that?
I think what we preach in our room is that, we know we're a good offensive team, but we're a better defensive team. That's what's made us good. We have good goaltending, try to play the right way in front of them, and we have an opportunity to win hockey games.
Ahead, and we don't know what's going to happen later, but is there any point in thinking about who you might meet up? You've had some great ones with Nashville this year.
Well, like I said, advancing in the playoffs against a team like Minnesota requires everything, so you can't look forward. And I think when you do a good job, you deserve a night or a day to enjoy that. We're going to enjoy it tonight, and whenever the next matchup is finalized, and we'll start worrying about that.
Blake, you called this a step. How much importance is there in getting this job done in five games?
Well, I don't think you ever want to let a team off the hook. When you have a team in an elimination game, the longer you let them hang around, the more dangerous they become. Last time I was in that situation, we were up 3-0 against Philadelphia, and ended up getting swept the last four. So. You gotta match their intensity. You gotta match their desperation early on. And like I said, the longer you give them hope, the more dangerous they become.
Did you talk about that experience with the guys at all? That 3-0.
You try to keep things as positive as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need to dwell on my own personal misfortune. So I think we felt confident coming into the game. No need for me to preach about what could go wrong. We were feeling good about our team coming into this one.
What can a short series here do for you in the next one?
Well, I think, like I said, the earlier you can sort of eliminate teams, I think those games 6 and 7 can become pretty heavy. So we'll see. Down the line, saving those couple games might go a long way. Tough to know right now, but like I said, it's more about just when you can wrap things up, you want to get it over with.
I know this wasn't your ultimate goal, but what did it feel like at the end of that? You finished the handshake line, and you're soaking it up, I imagine.
I'm not. I'm not pinching myself. This isn't a fairy tale. It feels real. So I'm staying in the moment day to day. So I made our team good all year. There's no reason to change it now. So at some point when it's all over, definitely I think we're all going to sit back and do that, but not right now.